Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
5 years ago, the world sat stunned as a series of undercover videos were released showing Planned Parenthood employees discussing fees for the sale of human body parts from aborted fetuses. Those sales were taking place in California, but who would have ever guessed that there was a Montana connection? Yesterday, in a press statement, Judicial Watch released the results of a Freedom of Information Act request that details the purchase of organs from aborted second trimester fetuses by the National Institutes of Health's Rocky Mountain Labs in Hamilton, Montana. The organs were purchased on 26 separate occasions from Advanced Bioscience Resources in Alameda, California. The activities of Advanced Bioscience Resources, or ABR, were first exposed by David DeLeiden and his group, Center for Medical Progress, in their series of exposés released in 2015. It's illegal to profit from the sale of fetal tissue, which is exactly what Planned Parenthood and ABR were doing. In 2016, after extensive investigation, the Senate Judiciary Committee referred ABR and its long-term business partner, Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Southwest, to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. That same year, ABR, a 501c3 nonprofit foundation, netted over $200,000 from the sale of fetal body parts. So where were the samples going? We know from the Senate investigators that most of the tissue and organs were being purchased by universities and U.S. government research labs. In 2016, the Montana Family Foundation sent a series of Freedom of Information Act requests to Montana colleges and universities to establish whether or not they were using fetal tissue in their research. All reported that they were not. Unfortunately, that was not the case at Rocky Mountain Labs. As reported yesterday, Judicial Watch received 676 pages from the National Institutes of Health showing that the agency paid thousands of dollars to ABR for the purchase of organs from aborted fetuses to create humanized mice for HIV research. According to Judicial Watch, those same records show that Dr. Kim Hassenkrug, senior investigator at the NIH lab in Hamilton, Montana, paid over $18,000 on 26 separate occasions from 2016 to 2018 to purchase livers and thymuses from second trimester aborted fetuses. The records show that the lab paid between $680 and $750 for each liver thymus set. The purchases began in December 2016 and ran through September of 2018. This perfectly overlaps the period that ABR was being investigated by the Department of Justice and the Senate Judiciary Committee. Who would have ever thought that humanized mice and other ghoulish experiments would be taking place right here in the beautiful Bitterroot Valley? Tom Fenton, president of Judicial Watch, said, quote, "These records detailing the federal government's purchase of organs from aborted fetuses are the most disturbing I've seen in all my time at Judicial Watch," end quote. He went on to say that every responsible official in government should investigate and stop the trafficking of organs of aborted, unborn human beings for taxpayer-funded Frankenstein-type experimentation. And our question is, what else is going on behind the walls of Rocky Mountain Labs? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.